And we almost got into a fight as well.
Yeah, you were telling.
Yeah, bro. We almost got into a fight with some Tunisian fans.
Yo, it's your boy, Boots. And shout out to Talking Trophies. We out here. It's the World Cup.
Anyways, let's go.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
You know the vibes.
Yeah.
Welcome. We are back.
Yes.
Talking Trophies.
Uh-huh.
Preseason.
Yes.
Speaking of preseason, your boy is back from the World Cup. Come on.
World Cup. Yeah. I'm back. What an experience. What a vibe. Make sure you guys do hit that subscribe button. It will make my trip even better if you guys hit the subscribe button. But yeah, I'm back from the World Cup. We had 2 weeks off. What an experience, bro.
Did you bring a rainbow flag?
Nah, I didn't. None of them were allowed there. But I did come back with a Palestinian flag, but I forgot it in the plane.
No way.
Yeah. I forgot it in the plane. One guy actually saw the... So when I was coming through like customs in Qatar, on the way through, for some reason, there's a guy in migration, the Australian migration, and he goes, and he stands there while you're handing in your passport to board the plane. And the guy looks at me, he goes, oh, mate, what flag is that? And then I'm like, Palestine, bro. And then he looks, he goes, ah. Oh. And he just walked, did not acknowledge it one bit, bro.
Okay.
I was tripping out, Kaz. But anyways, yeah, man, did come back from the World Cup. One of the best experiences I've had in my life. I'd probably say the second best experience.
What's the best?
Obviously going to Umrah, Mecca, that was a vibe, bro. But unbelievable scenes, bro. And you know, before this, I didn't know anyone that went to the World Cup except my doctor. And this guy's like 50 years old. And he was telling me, yeah, it's an amazing thing. He went to the Brazil World Cup. So me, I was going in there, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to World Cup. I went to a lot of games too. So I went to nine games. So we get there anyways. We're trying to get used to the place. Me, I'm thinking already, underprepared. Fan village isn't going to be ready. The stadiums are trash. I just thought like...
I had the pre-expectation,
but I knew I was going to have a good time anyways.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to watch my favorite place play. So I go there anyways. And actually, before I even get there, I'll talk about the plane ride. So me, I'm sitting in the plane. I board the plane and I'm in between two people. And I hate it when I'm in the middle.
Don't you pick your seats?
Nah, bro. You can pick your seats if you ask for it, but bro, I was just like, you gotta pay money.
$20, bro.
If you do it before, but when you get there, you can actually ask the person that takes your passport in. Yeah. So anyways, I didn't ask, I forgot about it. I get on the plane. So I'm in between two people. They're both old. One guy likes to go to the toilet a lot. I don't know if he's got blood issues. And the lady on my right's an old lady. And I'm in the middle. So every hour I'm turning like my chair, like, you know, I'm getting up from my chair to get out so the guy can go to the toilet. And then the old lady takes 25 minutes by herself to get up, take her seatbelt off, this, that. So anyways, bro, eventually I say, stuff it. I'm not getting up. This guy can jump over me. I'll go to sleep. Me, I can sleep on planes, luckily. Anyways, I knock out on the plane. I'm sleeping. I wake up like 6 hours into the flight. And something smells off. Because the old lady on my right to piss her pants, bro.
No way.
Yeah,
no
bro.
Way.
I swear. And cuzzy, the smell hit me, bro. And there was still another...
That pure urine, cuz.
Pure urine. But at the same time, I did used to wet the bed as a kid. So I know that smell. So it wasn't like a crazy smell, you know what I mean?
Bro, how old did you stop?
Oh, pretty late, bro. Anyway. Cuz, in my teens, bro.
No way.
Early teens, yeah, bro.
That's childish.
Nah, I swear, bro. I used to be a deep sleeper.
What, 14?
A bit after that. Nah, 14-ish.
Fuck.
Nah, I don't know, bro. It just happened, cuz. They used to give me, like, tablets and stuff.
Bro, you know, like, I think I stopped when I was, like, 3.
Nah, bro, I'm telling you. No one in my family had the issue except me. Bro, they used to even, like...
Cuz, that's a deep sleep, bro.
Yeah. And now I'm the lightest sleeper. You know what I mean? So, anyways. So, she just... Cuz, she pisses herself in that. And then, like... And she didn't realize... Like, she didn't, like, say anything or do anything for, like, 2 hours. So, I'm in between that smell. And I'm not going to lie to you, that smell stayed with me for another day or two. You know, like, you know when you have that...
You just got that whiff.
That whiff. That's
that
the
whiff,
one.
Cuz.
Anyways, so that happens. She changes her pants. And then I asked to move seats. Apparently, the plane was full. So, I couldn't see. I had to stay there for those 6 hours. Anyways, we get to the thing. Qatar. We go there. We jump on the metro. We get through. We see fans and stuff. We get to the fan village area. We're thinking this place is going to be dead skis. Vibes.
Jumping.
Mexicans, Saudis.
Because when you came there, already had the first game or two, yeah?
They had the first game, yeah, the opening match.
Yeah.
So it was jumping.
Everyone was buzzing.
Yeah, everyone's buzzing. The World Cup, it's fever, you know? Anyways, I get there. And I set up everything, and then I go to my first game at night. And then we get there, and my boy has issues with his ticket already, like transferring the name. So he got sorted. We go inside the stadium. I go inside the stadium. Bro, you know, cuz, when you're watching a movie, bro, and your life's a movie in that moment. Yeah. I was like, I walked into the stadium, and I'm like, bro, fans are cheering. The whole stadium was full. And it's like, you're seeing players, like, you, bro, the thing is, like, us, we live in Australia. We don't get to see football.
We don't see no one. Because you know why? When the players come here, the best players don't even come.
Yeah, they don't come. Or it's like friendlies. It's not something serious. The World Cup's like every player is playing at their peak performance. So you go in. Anyways, I watched my first game with Senegal, Netherlands. Unbelievable game. Fans are going crazy. People doing the Mexican wave.
Witch doctors in the crowd.
Which, bro, I'm telling you, these Africans, I know there's someone, these African teams have someone in the crowd doing witchcraft. 100%. Because all these fans are dressed up looking like voodoo people So anyways, we go watch the games. The game's jumping. Crazy experience. I'm recording or whatever. And then what else happened? That's the first day. So that's like the general vibe. You're going to games. It's intense games. And you're seeing these plays in real life. Like, you know, Van Dijk. He's a giant in real life. Like, you know, bro, he's massive, bro. 6'4" or something, bro. And you're seeing him, you're like, God damn, bro, this guy's massive. And then you see other players, you're like, bro, I'm taller than this guy. You know? So anyways, we go, we chill in the thing. This is how, like, the day would go, bro. We'd literally watch, we'd watch a game. Like, so, for example, we'd wake up around 11:30. Wake up 11:30, because you stay up all night. And because you know how it's hot in the Middle East, you got to stay up all night. And then you got to go, like, sleep in the day. So, bro, we'd go to, like, games. I wake up at 11:30, go to our games in the afternoon. Or if it's late, we'd have a big breakfast, whatever. And then after that, bro, we'd go munch out again. And then there's a place called Souq Waqif. You know when I tell you the World Cup, because he's jumping, bro? The World Cup is jumping, bro. I've never seen a place with all the people around the world coming into one place, cheering for their teams.
Going hard.
They're going hard, bro. 2 a.m. at the marketplace. Everyone's waving their flags. Tweaking like it's like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Screaming, this, that. Everyone's repping their country. It's a place called Souq Waqif where everyone goes. Anyways, bro, after that, we'd go there. Guess what we do? From 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., we play five-a-side soccer, cuz. With Saudis, Mexicans.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in your story. Bro, it was like 2 a.m.
Cuz, we play till 6 a.m., bro.
That's cooked.
There's arguments. Apparently, there was a fight. Apparently, the boys had a fight when they were there. They were about to have a fight with some Mexican guy. And then he said he's from OC. I'm from OC.
OC.
Some place in California where they, like, it's a Mexican gang and stuff. He's like, you don't know me. Apparently, the boys are like, you don't know me. Yeah, what did I say?
You don't know me, Holmes.
Yeah, they was saying that. And then they had a fight. But, yeah, bro, it was a vibe, bro. I wish I could have stayed there for longer, man. And if you're a football fan, that was the best World Cup for you to go to, because all the stadiums are close together. You can go to like 3 games in a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no anyone worries. That didn't go, to be honest, doubting this World Cup, took a big L if you're into football. It was unreal, bro. And we almost got into a fight as well.
Yeah, you were telling. Yeah,
bro. We almost got into a fight with some Tunisian fans. Because us, we'll rep it. We'll rep
Australia,
it.
Come on, man. You're on the SBS.
Because I was on SBS. You know the vibes, man. Check out the video, man. Your boy, you know? But we were on SBS. And we're on the metro, we're going to the game, and us, we rep Australia. Whenever I see another fan, I kiss the badge in front of them, and they get dirty, bro, because they knew Australia's the worst team, and they're like, how are these guys going through? How are they winning these games?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're on the metro, that's the train line to go to the game. We're on the train and we're heading to the game. We get on a stop and we're just chilling. The next stop, a bunch of Tunisian fans, we're going to play Tunisia, so we're all heading to the game. Jump on the metro, and they're already chanting. They chant all
hard.
Yeah. Ooh, they're singing songs. They sing some song called "All Marijuana," even.
Bro, the stadium was full of Tunisians. Yeah.
Let's just say 40. If the stadium held 45,000 people, 44,000 were Tunisian fans.
Wow.
500 were Socceroo fans.
Imagine getting jumped at that rate.
And 500 were just spectators there, bro. So we get on the metro. And the guys, they're singing, and then me being cocky, bro, always straight up, Aussie, yeah. The guy looks at us, and he goes, "You guys aren't even Australian. You guys are the fake Indian fans."
No way, is that what he said? Fuck.
He said we were the fake Indian fans. I looked at us, what? So, bro, we're not Indian fans. We started just giving the team. And then he's like, nah. I said, yeah, you don't believe us? Bah, pulled out my passport, brother. So what is this, baby? You wish you had this. I like, you wish you had this. Nah, I put it back in my pocket. And one thing that, for example, if you're Middle East, like Arab, and you're not from Saudi, you hate being called Saudi for some reason. I don't know. So I'm like, bro, you're a Saudi. You're not even a Tunisian. He got dirty. Guess what he did? What? He's like, I'm not Saudi. I mean, I'm not Tunisian. I'm African. He pulled up his, the jalabiya, the thob, grabbed this thing in a train.
He get his nuts.
This is African. This is African. I said, yo, this guy's crazy, brother. Okay. And it was all like, yeah,
I
would
have legged it from there, cuz. Huh? I would have legged it from there, bro.
That's what we knew. This guy's crazy. So we already knew something was going to happen. And his other friends were trying to calm us down. They're telling, hey, chill to us, you know? And they were like, yeah, whatever. You're not African. You're not, you're Saudi, you're this, you know? And then what happens is he's walking and he tripped over my mate. And he fell, like he tripped over and stacked it onto my other mate. Wow. He stacked it onto.
Yeah.
And then this guy gets up, hey, you know? And me, I zoned out for a minute, like for a second. And all he's like, hey, and I see the thing. So me, I get up from behind him. I'm like, hey, I'm doing this, you know? And it's like, we're about to have a fight. And then the Tunisian fans come. They're trying to break it up. They're trying to stop everyone, you know? They're pushing everyone back. And then they're like, hey, calm down. This, that. They're pushing the guy all the way back. And there's one black guy recording. And over, you know, when we're here in this country, when you see an incident, you record like this. Like you hide your phone and record.
This guy's got it in your face.
Overseas, like that, they're recording like this, you know?
Yeah.
And then all the Tunisian fans turn on that guy, his black guy too. They're trying to grab his phone. They're taking his phone off him. So we're thinking, this guy's racist. These guys are racist. We're getting ready to fight them. Say, hey, racist, you know? And then the guy comes, brother, we're not racist. The guy's recording. We're trying to delete it.
Yeah.
You know?
Straight up.
And then we're like, oh, okay. Anyways, the black guy gets off the trap. Guess what he does? The guy literally gets up. They kick him off the trap.
No way.
And then after that, so the guy ends up speaking to us. One of the guys is trying to piece it out. Yeah. He's trying to calm us down. He's saying, hey, guys, calm down. We're the same people. We're all Africans. You know, you guys are from Australia, blah, blah, blah. We get off the metro, and these guys, they're G'd up. We're going to beat you guys, 4-0, 5-0. The guy's having a convo with us. We get off the metro. The guy comes to us. He shakes his hand. Sorry, guys. I was overwhelmed by it.
At the end of the day, it's sport.
It's sport. I was overwhelmed. It got to my head, blah, blah, blah. So then we pieced it out with him. Soccerist come home with a 1-0 W. Bro, we were doing laps, cuz, to find this guy.
No way.
Bro, we wanted to find him, cuz.
Give it to his life.
So we get to kiss the badge in front of him. Tell him, yeah, you know, get him dirty.
But he thought easy, dogs.
Yeah, bro. But we didn't end up finding him. And then on the way back, guess what happened? We jumped in the metro. Denmark fans, Tunisia fans, and Australia fans.
No way.
All the teams in the group that need to make it out. Denmark fans are singing. I'm singing Australia. Some other guys are singing. We thought something was going to break out. End of the day, Australia beat Tunisia. And we beat Denmark.
Yeah.
And we made it through to the round of 16.
Come on. Aussie.
Bro, but it was insane, man. I'm telling you. One of the best World Cups. Everything you heard about the World Cup and stuff. Yeah. Look, the human rights stuff, the builders and stuff. Well, even when I got there, bro, some people were telling me the numbers weren't that high.
Yeah.
Apparently, those are the people that just died while they were there.
Oh, okay.
But there were people that died in the work, like working there and stuff. But like, bro, a lot of the stuff was exaggerated by the media, bro. Even I was asking like local taxi drivers, Uber drivers.
Just to figure it out. I was asking. Because they know best.
Yeah, and my family, I have family that live there. We have family that live there. Our cousin lives there. So I went to visit him and I even asked him about it. And he even said, to be honest, a lot of the stuff said by the West was exaggerated. Okay. So
That's crazy. Well, while you were over there living your best life, there was some media that was taking place that we were just watching unfold down here. You know, there's a lot of, you're telling me about a video about Kanye, but before that, there was the whole thing about Balenciaga. So I'm not sure if you heard about it, but it's been this crazy thing. So Balenciaga's come out with a new campaign and it's got these kids, right? And they're looking all innocent. It's kind of, to be honest, it looks kind of creepy. They're holding these teddy bears and the teddy bears are like, they're like dressed up in like bondage clothes, like sex outfits.
Yeah.
So they're looking innocent and then Balenciaga, they're collaborating with Adidas. And then it's on a bag and underneath the bag, it's like a newsletter, the newspaper. And the newspaper is from actually a court case that tried to legalize child pornography. cooked, all this cucarachi things happening. And then on top of that,
only 1 foot in the photos.
Yeah, in the photo, in the photo. So I'm not sure if we got the photo. If you can pull it up,
yeah,
or whatever.
I'll pull it up. I'll put it on.
Yeah, if you can pull it up. But I don't know, man. What are your thoughts on the whole Balenciaga thing? A lot of people are trying to say, like, man, celebrities are going mute about it. Like, we need to be talking about this. We need to be standing up, like, standing against this. Why is it whenever it's a brand like this? Like, for example, when Kanye comes out and says something about, you know, anti-Semitism, the world goes nuts. This guy's crazy. This is that. But when it's like a Balenciaga, then they have Kim Kardashian as their model for their new shoot. Then they have Adidas, who dropped Kanye as well, doing it. Everyone's gone mute. So it's like the whole thing about who's in control is coming up again.
It's kind of cool. I don't know, bro. I was tripping out, bro. I heard about the what is it, DC? What is it called? DC, BCM? You know when they put the chains and stuff?
Yeah, BDM. Is that what it's called?
BDCM or something like that. Yeah, yeah. I heard about that. I saw the kid with the teddy bear attached to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that.
It's cooked, man.
Me, I didn't know, to be honest, bro. You see me, I'm not into that stuff, bro. But I didn't know. And then I watched some videos.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how it's like the actual kids.
Yeah.
They're sexualizing kids and all of that stuff, yeah, bro.
And me, I don't mind my, you know me, I don't mind my conspiracy theories here and there. But like the whole thing about Balenciaga, the actual like name Balenciaga in Latin, it means Baal is king. And if like Baal is actually like a demon in the Old Testament. So it's like, you know, like, they're saying like all this referencing, all this is like this undercover, you know, stuff going guys, down.
Bro, these guys, they make clothes, brother. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Why are they deep in clothes making, brother? Just make your logo,
make your shoes, clothes, make bro. Your black shoes that look like socks, the Balenciaga shoes, and then just kick back.
Yeah, bro. Far out, bro. Well, I imagine we both started doing stuff like that, man.
Fuck. Pizzagate.
But I didn't get it, cuz. So, like, why are they doing this? Like, what is it? What's the message? Like, what are they?
That's the thing. That's what they're trying to figure out. And that's why people are saying, like, we need to be speaking about this, speaking up about it.
Didn't they get cancelled, but?
Who?
People are burning their stuff, I saw.
Yeah, Balenciaga. Yeah, they're telling people to do it, but not everyone's doing it. Like, celebrities aren't celebrities are going mute about it. They're not talking about it. So I saw Candace Owens spoke about it. She was going hard.
Candace Owens, bro, she knows that's going to get her views. She talks.
Yeah,
her
she was going hard. Stuff gets her views. She was calling him pedophile. She was calling him everything, you know, going in, but. Bro, it's cooked. And you were telling me about some video about Kanye.
Oh, homeboy was going in, cuz, but I don't know, bro. Let's get the video. Watch it here.
I've done a lot of study. I think Hitler was a really bad guy, and I repudiate what Hitler did. I understand that the British intelligence set him up and used him.
I like Hitler.
I don't like Hitler. And I know you're trying to be shocking.
Like
he
said I'm not trying to be shocking. I like Hitler. I see good things about Hitler also. You can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Yeah, bro, I don't like this guy's got no chill.
Nazis. I think we need to look at...
Oh my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other.
I love Jewish people, but I also
I actually see what he's trying to say.
Homer said I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
There's a lot of good Nazis that were just fighting for their country. And for them all...
Like George Soros.
For them all to get put in a box. They're all in a box. Every Nazi's bad. Well, could some of the Nazis have just been fighting for their country? Oh, they're all... Oh, we can't put them all in a box.
All right. Do you have any comments on Hitler?
Did you say when I woke up and going DEFCON 3 on Jewish? That's cooked. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Bro.
Kazi. I'm not going to lie. Bro, I see where he's trying to say.
What is he trying to say, Kaz?
Kazi, you know what he's trying to do? But this guy sounds so, like, he sounds so dumb saying it. He was trying to say, I see the positive in this guy. I can see positive. Everyone has something to bring to the table. He was trying to, but this guy doesn't realize what he's saying. He's so fried. Just, it's just, there's nothing that you need to shine to. Because of what Hitler did, you don't have to point out the good things, even if he did.
And I don't think it was him that did it. Okay. If there's any good, apparently they said there's scientific good, whatever, research. Like the German party did. But you know when countries go to war,
yeah,
they advance in technology a lot because they want to be above the other. So there's some stuff that was like gained from that.
Yeah.
From what they did. But come on,
you can't say that, cuz
they use this stuff to kill, you know, wipe out people, all of this stuff, bro. Yeah. Hitler was, there's no good in it. But like, I think this guy's just,
cuz didn't Fanta get made or something like that? made. Yeah.
Because of the war, so they made Fanta.
It was Fanta, and Fanta got created in Germany.
Damn, that's crazy. Even Adidas was a part of it, and Hugo Boss designed the Nazis' uniform.
No way.
Yeah, bro. But
Hugo.
Yeah, Hugo was a brassy. But Kaz, this guy's like, yeah, I think it's this guy's like on a seek. Even thing says he's seeking white validation. Charlemagne says that Kanye West seeks white validation. And I don't know if he seeks white validation, but I think he just seeks attention.
Now, you know what it is? I think he craves the controversy. He knows controversy gets the most views. You've seen the time. That's how Andrew Tate got big. That's how like controversy. That's how Tekashi 6ix9ine blows up.
Guys, but this is like controversy. That's like, it's not like, Kaz, this is straight, like, they spoke on, like, topics that would interest people. Homeboy's just coming out here saying reckless stuff, bro.
Saying he's Hitler.
Yeah.
He actually believes
what he says. And he believes it, too. The thing is, you know what it is? You know, a lot of these ideas aren't even Kanye's, bro, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's people around him. He'll chill with a guy for 2 weeks, and the guy will be like, he'll tell him stuff, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, that sounds legit. Let me use that.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm not going to lie. Him breaking out of, like, he was trying to say, like, he did that on purpose to break out of the deal with Adidas. And I'm not going to lie, the way these big deals hold, like, celebrities down, I wouldn't be surprised if he did it like that.
Nah, because he's out of the deal now, and he's saying even more reckless stuff now.
Yeah, he's going hard.
Like, Kazi, all right, Adidas dropped him. Homeboy's coming out here saying,
Hitler.
I love Hitler, and some reckless stuff like that, bro. That's just cool. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't even be saying that. The thing is, I feel bad for too. He always talks about his children.
Yeah.
How are these children going to look at their father now, you know?
Yeah.
I love my kids. Free my kids. I can't see my kids. I want to raise my kids as good Christian kids.
And not even just that.
I love Hitler.
And then he's going out talking about, you know, like he's the mum of his children to the whole world.
Yeah.
Bro, you see how he said that? Chris Paul, yeah. He said he was saying that, like, he walked in on Chris Paul and Kim or something like that. I think at this point, I think he's just saying anything.
Kazi, bro, like,
Chris Paul's a...
Can you put Chris Paul in the sitch, Kaz?
Yeah, bro.
Chris Paul's a married guy, brother. Imagine when he gets home from training, but his wife just sitting there just like...
Dirty.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And that's the most random guy, Kaz.
Kaz. He's like the most calm. Like he's just a point guard. Like one of the best ones, but just... He's not even the main guy in the NBA. Like, he could have said Kyrie or something. You know, more controversial.
I saw a post... Devin Booker and Chris Paul, and it was the meme of how they performed against the Kardashians, and it's that picture of Kyrie and LeBron. Remember they got like 50-50 and stuff? There was a meme about that, bro. Nah, but I think this guy's cooked, and like, do you think it's ever going to stop, or people going to get over it, like the controversy and stuff like that?
Because to be honest, he's been doing it. Like, what was it? He was on TMZ like years ago.
The TMZ one was cooked.
He was talking about how like slavery was a choice.
This is what he does, but I realize, bro. He'll say some cook stuff against black people. Black people hate him. Then he'll go stand up for black people.
Yeah.
Black people will love him again. Then he'll say some cook stuff again. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like the black community got to let go of this guy.
No, you know what he does. Yeah,
he's got something.
His cycle is like black community disrespects, like white community. Jesus gets everyone back in together, and then just say some reckless stuff again. Everybody hates him. Then he was hop on the white wagon, hop on the black wagon.
Back to Jesus. Because Jesus is going to look at him one day, bro. You owe me a lot of things, bro. The tab, bro. He's putting the tab on Jesus right now, bro. He's been abusing him, man. And he's going hard, bro. That's the thing, because I think people got to let him go, man.
Yeah, I think you just got to stop feeding attention. Just like that annoying kid in class, it's always just saying regular stuff, bro. Sometimes you just gotta ignore him when they keep talking.
No, but
because yeah, that's the thing.
Because nah, but the thing is, his music's not going as hard as it used to.
Cause,
so it's not like imagine like it's just falling off. The quality's going down. The more crazy it gets. So before you know it, imagine the next album's a flop, like the songs are dead.
Yeah.
And he goes on that weird stuff where he starts like humming songs around. You know when he makes those weird songs remember when he goes. Poopity scoop. Yeah. He does some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
And then says, I'm going to sell the best record. By doing this, I'm going to be number one. Before you know it, no one buys his record. Like, he doesn't get the numbers he gets, and he gets a reality check.
Yeah. But we'll see. see what happens, bro.
But hey, season four, man. What's going on with season four? We're starting next week.
Yeah, man. Let's get it, bro. I'm pumped, bro.
We're on the grind.
We're on the grind. We're back in it. I think we've been actually grinding for season four. Like lining up, thinking about what we're going to do. So
I think we've got to go harder, but I feel like we've got to go harder. Hey, and you guys give us ideas to talk about.
Mm.
You know, talk about what kind of episodes we can do. So obviously, you guys know how the seasons work. Seasons, we actually do activities, we do stuff. So make sure you guys hit us up with some good ideas, you know, that we can do and we can smash them out.
I think we've got to do some wild word on the street. Because I know you went crazy on the word on the street.
Yeah.
But I think we've got to take it up a level in Melbs. Or I don't know, even go somewhere.
Interstate.
Go to a country.
Gold Coast trip.
Nah, even Bali. Country, even country town.
Bro, you're trying to get me in. Me mashing you stabbed, brother, over there, brother, bro.
Mate,
you don't know, mate. They might shoot us. Get off our property, brother. You're black dogs. Go back to your country. We might cop something like that, brother. You know what I mean, bro?
Because you got your inner Kanye out just then, bro.
Yeah, no. I'm saying what they will say when they see us three, brother.
Yeah.
And if they see Sean as well, pull up.
Bloody.
Anyways, hey, make sure you guys do hit that subscribe button. Season 4 is starting next week. We've got a comedian, one of the best comedians in Australia. We interviewed him. We had a sit down. We went checked out his shows. So make sure you guys tune into that next week. Besides that, enjoy your night. Stay humble. Faith.